T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yes, still doing it. I was telling everybody earlier, just a minute ago, Lincoln Kennedy is here from the Raiders.
Yes. There we go.
What is it? Three Pro Bowls, two-time All-Pro, National College Football Hall of Fame.
Did a few things. I've achieved a few things. Yes.
All-American at the University of Washington. I told everybody when we met, I liked you immediately. I knew we were going to be friends.
Yes, no doubt.
And then I also have told everybody how I am responsible for your broadcasting career.
Very true.
I don't know about that. But here's the thing. And simultaneously, do you remember I almost got you kicked off, or I got you in trouble with the University of Washington?
Yes, you did.
What did you do?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, right.
No.
First of all, I'm going to apologize for him if he never apologized for almost getting you kicked off.
Lincoln and I, oh my God, we were mortified. Exactly. It was like, what? Lincoln and I met, I want to say we met at a concert.
Yes, it was a concert. It was, and I was working security, and I think we were at the Paramount? What was the theater?
Yeah, I think it was Paramount with Paramount. Mix-a-Lot.
Exactly.
The Mix-a-Lot.
Exactly right, yeah.
And then you and Napoleon Kaufman came to the studio. Mm-hmm. Because it was right down the street from Napoleon's friends.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so while he's there, I have Lincoln, you know, hey, it's Lincoln Kennedy, Washington Huskies. Huskies were the biggest thing in Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Lincoln Kennedy. I think we even said All-American. You know, something like, you know, we did the whole thing. And, you know, you listen to Jeff Buchanan, Cube 93, blah, blah, blah. And then we don't think anything of it. And trust me, I'm playing this thing like every 20 minutes. And and then I don't know where it all got handed down, but my boss calls me into the office like 4 days later, and you can't do that, because if Lincoln says, hey, you know, you're listening to Jeff Buchanan, that's like a commercial.
Yeah.
And if you're a collegiate athlete, you can't do commercials.
No, you can't.
And literally, it was tense for a second.
Yeah, it was. It was funny, too, because once we got called into coach's office, he was like, I heard you were on the radio. And I'm just looking around like, yeah, he's like, well, you can't endorse. And, you know, I'm a college athlete. What do you mean endorse? I said, you're listening to Chep. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's a violation.
Oh, my
and
God.
He's like,
we didn't know.
We got to report it to, because the university's police themselves when it comes to NC2A. So they have to turn in any potential fines or discretions and allow the NC2A to review it.
Uh-huh.
So that was when we were sitting there on pins and needles, like, are we going to be eligible? You know, stuff like that. But, yeah, it's good times.
Oh,
thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Two All-Americans.
Did you get reprimanded for any of that?
No. It was basically a slap on the wrist. You can't do it.
No, you know what they did? They went, stupid kid.
Exactly.
Yes. We were both just stupid kids. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
God.
And then the last time that we talked, it was Toy Drive a couple, 3 years ago.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And I was all excited because it was Pac-12 championship game, whatever. And I see that Link's going to the Pac-12 Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And so I figured you were at the game. I called him.
Okay.
Did I call you?
Yeah, you did. I
called him. And we text.
Yeah.
But I decided at this point, I called him. And he picked up the phone. And I go, hey, man, congratulations on the Pac-12 Hall of Fame. He's like, yeah, I'm standing on the field. They're about to honor me right now. Okay. I'll see you later.
True story.
That you picked up the phone.
Oh, come on now. We got history, man.
Yeah, but
still.
We go back.
I mean, we were bros a long time ago, man.
Oh, my God.
You knew me before any of this blew up.
I mean, yeah.
College is something, but you're right. We were the cats meow in Seattle back in the day, but no, you were the first.
It was stupid kids. Just stupid kids.
So cool.
And now you sit alongside the great Brent Musburger.
How about that?
Do you freak out still?
Every time I hear his voice. And especially when he lets me talk, that's rare. But No. In all seriousness, Brent has been great. I mean, he's a legend. And so, you know, look, you know, Chad, I never thought I was going to get in this business. I never thought of what I was going to do after football and all that stuff. But broadcasting has been a little bit of a godsend to me. And so it's been, it really has been surreal working with a legend like Brent Musburger.
Yeah. I'm super proud of you. Like you. All the way through.
Thank
and like you were doing NASCAR for a little while. And I was
How
like,
about that?
What is this?
Slipping fumes on the inside circle.
Like,
I'm
like, this? Wow. And you were good.
Well, thank you.
Like you were good. I was
Do
like,
you have
oh
like NASCAR
God.
Knowledge?
No,
or is it-
no. You know, one of the great things for me as far as radio experience is that I couldn't just concentrate and focus on football. I had to pick up periodicals and read about NASCAR, about golf, about tennis, about baseball, all the things that I wasn't necessarily familiar with. And I took it as a challenge. Then when they gave me NASCAR, you know, opportunities, well, I'm going to do the best I can.
Oh, my God. I would have loved to have you on, like, golf would be my jam. Because I love to watch golf. I grew up on it. So, like, hearing your voice, it would have been so smooth. I'd be like, this is the best broadcast ever.
And I would have the comedy with the little golf talk.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's going up to the fifth.
Right.
He's got his three. Let's see what he does with this shot. Oh, that looks good.
One of the Raider greats, Lincoln Kennedy and Chet Buchanan show. So, you know, great player. Now, great broadcaster.
Thank you, brother.
And the Raider family, here's the part that a lot of people who are just learning about the Raiders in Las Vegas, the Raider family is not only tight, but it is wide-reaching.
Absolutely.
You know
That's
what I mean?
It's called the Raider Nation.
Once a Raider, always a Raider.
Once a Raider, always a Raider. And the great thing about being an ambassador for the Silver and Black is that I get to do great things like this. Get to run into old-time friends, you know, I haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
And it really is cool because the transition from Oakland to now the Las Vegas Raiders in a city which is much glamorous glitz as you guys have in your backyard that has not had a professional football team. It's been long overdue, but it's very, very welcome. And that's what we're trying to do with this Legacy Brick program. We're trying to give an opportunity for all the people in Las Vegas to be a part of history. Allegiant Stadium is going to be opened up this year. And what better way to send a tribute or a message or a fun fact out if you are able to get a brick right on the north side of the stadium, north entrance of the stadium, that has whatever message you want to read.
By the way, do you see what a great broadcaster he is? You see,
he's just so good.
Into that.
Oh, yeah, it sounds so
right
natural.
Because I was about to send him into that, and he just took me right there.
Yeah.
Well, just right into the Legacy Brick Fount. So
I've been working with you a little bit.
Honestly, we're trying to figure out, my wife and I are trying to figure out what we're going to put on our
brick. That's the thing.
So my family has a brick at Florida State. They have a very similar program to this at Florida State. But I love this idea. I just don't know what I'm going to say. Like, you know, once a Raider, I was a Raider, but I was never a Raider. But now it's like my home team.
Well, see, that's a great thing because even if you're not a Raider fan and say you're just a sports fan, you can put the lasting memory of the first time you went to a sporting event. Because we've got plenty of messages.
Idea.
You know, we've seen a lot of messages. They're always vetted before we, you know, give the go-ahead for them to get a brick. But the message can read whatever it wants as long as it's not insulting or, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, it's a great tribute because I've seen several of the examples where people were talking about, you know, my grandfather took me to a Raider game back when I was a kid. And now that I live in Las Vegas, it's great to have the Raiders here. You know, those types of things.
That's where we were headed.
It's really sweet.
That's where we were headed. Something along the lines of we grew up. You know, my wife grew up a Cowboy fan. Yeah. I grew up in Seattle. I'm a Seahawk fan.
Right.
But now we're Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited. I want to be a Raider.
Do you know what I love
you know
about
what
this?
I mean?
Yeah, I looked up the bricks and like all that stuff. They have pricing for any sort of budget at all, which is fantastic.
Yeah, where do they start?
The top of the line, and which I brought into your studio. I know we're on radio, you can't hold up, but you think of the top of the line is the 8x8 brick with the Raider insignia, and then it has the three lines. That starts at $1,500. And then they have another. That's an actual brick. So that's actually what's going to be placed at Allegiant Stadium. And then you have another, and that also comes with a replica for you to keep at home.
That's cool.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing
the case.
This.
And then you know you have the. This is the 4x8. This is just a standard brick that has three lines on it, but it doesn't come with the insignia of the Raider shield. And there's also a price, one that's in between it. The 8x8, you can have more words or more space to write your message, but it doesn't have the Raider shield on it.
I love that, though. The replica one is going to be so good. It would look really good in your office and my office.
Okay,
so.
But watch how serious Kayla is about this. Where do you go to find out information?
It is RaidersFoundationBricks.com.
Kayla's already been there trying to figure out what's
happening. Honey, I need to get my brick.
That's right. Got to get on.
We're going to have a lot of chances to do this. Because the Raiders are here now.
That's right.
And my buddy Lincoln is here now.
You already know.
And we'll have a lot of chances to tell a lot more stories in the months and years to
come. Your audience will get to know us both, our friendship, for a very long time.
I love you, buddy, and I'm so glad to see you. I'm so proud of you. And we're all so excited to be part of Raider Nation.
Welcome.
That's Lincoln Kennedy right there. Lincoln Kennedy Show, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.